This podcast is brought to you by Rock My Wedding, the UK's most influential wedding brand. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year. It's 2020.
It is! Exciting!
Yeah, I want to say hi to all of the existing listeners, but also to all the new listeners.
Hi! Did you get engaged over Christmas?
Did you?
Because that's exciting.
We really like seeing engagement rings.
We do.
So if you'd like to take a photo of yours.
Please do.
Please tag us in at Rock My Wedding on Instagram because we're really nosy.
Yeah, and we can have a little nose, can't we, here in the office?
We can, and potentially share it on our stories if you're happy with us doing that.
I feel like we're talking higher and higher and higher.
I do, sorry, it's not intentional.
It's because we're out of practice. We've had a break, haven't we?
We have had a break.
Let's get back into the flow. So this episode is all about what to do once you've got engaged.
There's no hard and fast rules.
Oh, no.
You could ignore every single thing we say.
You can. Well, if you like. Yeah, you can.
But, you know, if you need some help or some guidance.
That's it. That's all this is a guide. As with everything we do, your day, your way, you do it as you like. But this is just to give you a help. Maybe you're already halfway through planning the wedding. Yeah. This is still for you.
Maybe you spend the whole of the Christmas holidays.
Yeah.
And you know exactly what you're doing.
Yeah. Perhaps you've been DIYing wedding hoops in your Christmas holidays.
Perhaps you have. And that means you're much more organised than ever Becky and I would be. So congratulations.
Yes. Well done, you. Okay. So let it start at the beginning. First things first, enjoy your engagement. Don't think that you've got to rush into getting married once you've been engaged. That feeling when you get engaged is so amazing and precious that you're such a high and so excited. Just allow yourselves to have that moment.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You
don't enjoy it with your friends and family.
You got engaged on Saturday or Monday, you've already bought your planner and you've got your coloured sticky tabs and, you know, all your highlighters. Just take 5 minutes and be engaged. It's okay to do that.
We're loosely basing this on a 12-month plan.
We are.
As if essentially you just got engaged and you're sort of getting married this time next year, I guess.
Imagine.
But obviously some people will only have 5 months to plan, or 3 months, or you might be taking 2 years.
Yes. But just take this pieces
Again,
of this
it's
as
just
you will.
A guide.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. So the first thing that you really need to do once you're engaged is just get yourself a little bit organized up front. So set yourself up ready to start planning. So you might want to get yourself a planner or a binder of some sort for you to keep all of your wedding related documentation in, invoices, receipts, things like that. You might want to keep them all in one
central place. Or you might just want to do it all online.
Or you might want to do it all digitally. Absolutely. But just have a plan of where all that stuff's going to be kept. Yeah. You know, if you're going to have spreadsheets, what are you going to have spreadsheets for? Just have a little think about that sort of organisational element of that side of it. You could get our book, Your Day, Your Way.
From Amazon or all leading book retailers.
Which is a great planning accessory for you to have. Mm-hmm. It's a tangible way for you to have inspiration in one place. And we're going to say, obviously, get a Pinterest, get on Instagram and follow us there. But sometimes to have that physical thing can make all the difference.
It's
You wrote it. You tell us. Come on, sell
it. It's designed in a way that you can dip in and out.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's separated into sections from fashion to decor to how to even consider where you're going to sit everybody for the wedding breakfast.
Yeah.
So yeah.
At this point too, you can start having to think about your wedding party. So if you're going down the traditional route of having bridesmaids and ushers, you can start to have a little think about that.
It's really thinking about how many guests you're going to have. And we don't mean the exact number at this stage, but are you going to have 50 or are you going to have 150?
Yes,
exactly. It's quite important
because it really is.
Massively dictates the venue that can cater for the amount of people that you're going to invite.
Definitely. And yeah, you need to have an idea of what your overall guest list is because, say, for example, you know it's going to be somewhere between 70 and 100. There's no point you looking at a venue that can only hold a capacity of 40. Like, it's literally a pointless activity and just adding stress.
And what's your budget?
Yes.
Because the more people you have, the less per head you can allocate.
Exactly.
And the less you can allocate to all the other accessories and extras that go into your wedding.
And so those sort of four things kind of go hand in hand. So thinking about your wedding party, thinking about your guest list, think about your budget, and then think about your venue and how do those, you know, those things work together, because they have to. You have to have the right budget to get the right venue to have the right amount of guests that you've got on your list.
Yeah. So that's like the foundations, basically, absolutely, of where to start.
You need to do that before you do anything else. Once you've decided about where you want to get married, this will come up in conversations at the same time as looking at venues. You need to sort of decide on the type of ceremony that you're going to have. So are you having a church ceremony? Are you having a civil ceremony? Do you want a humanist ceremony? What is it that's going to suit the wedding that you want? Mm-hmm. And what ceremony is going to embody all the values and the beliefs that you want to take into your marriage going forward? Because let's not lose sight at the first hurdle. It's about the marriage, not just the wedding. Always keep that in mind. And this conversation will come in when you're looking at venues and things like that. And we're hoping to have a full episode dedicated to different types of wedding ceremonies, which hopefully will help you make those decisions.
Yeah.
So yes, that will come in at this sort of 12-month period where you're kind of getting those roots laid down about how the wedding is going to be.
Here's the boring bit.
Oh, gosh.
Please make sure that you have wedding insurance.
And don't forget to... Don't overlook it at this point.
No, and as soon as you are considering handing over any money, any money at all for a deposit or whatever it might be, just make sure that you're insured, because nobody can predict what's going to happen.
No.
And it's a very, very rare that something would.
Yeah.
But at least you're safe in the knowledge that if something untoward happens, that you're not going to lose out.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we'll finish it there because it's very boring.
Yeah, we don't need to say anymore.
Very necessary.
Yes. So you have decided on all the number of guests, the type of venue you want, the type of ceremony that you want. It's now time for you to start researching those suppliers that are going to be able to give you this dream wedding day. If you've got no idea what to do, where to start, even if you have got an idea of where to start, you should... We would highly recommend that you visit the list.
Yep. Handpicked suppliers in the industry apply to be on our list. And if we feel that they are really talented, have great customer service, or they offer a particularly amazing product, then they will be accepted onto our directory.
And we are so confident to point you in the direction of the list, because like you've just said, we say yes to them or no to them because it's important to us that it's transparent and our integrity is intact, that we are putting suppliers in front of you that you can trust.
Yeah.
And that you are going to, like you say, get that excellent customer service from and make planning your wedding really super easy and straightforward.
Yeah.
And that they're reliable. If you're unsure where to start, head over to the list, rockmywedding.co.uk/the list. And you can search by supplier type, what area you're in or whatever your venue is in. There you go. Now, I realise that sounds like a lot to do in sort of the first couple of months of organising. But really, it's just a lot of researching and really getting to grips with the type of wedding that you want to have.
And we don't want you to miss out. So at the same time, we don't want you to rush and panic. The best suppliers are often booked up very quickly.
Yes.
It's just the way of the world, folks. Yes.
Which leads us on to, you're now down a month, so you definitely need to make sure that your photographer and videographer are booked. Because some photographers can get booked 2 years in advance.
Yeah.
It is crazy.
And the photographs are what you take with you. After the wedding is all finished.
Absolutely.
Those are your memories. Make sure they're captured properly.
Yeah. After venue, that's your top priority. You need to make sure your venue's availability matches up with the photographer that you love's availability. It's all very much a matching up of dates thing. Yeah. So it's really important to find out everyone's availability and then just make it work for you.
Yes, absolutely.
If you've found all of that researching and, you know, thinking about how you're going to plan things a little overwhelming, at this point, you could always look into get a wedding planner on board.
Yeah.
To take the stress of the actual having to do the planning bit off your shoulders. And if you've no idea, again, where to look for a wedding planner, you can find some amazing ones over at Got My Wedding The List.
And in terms of wedding planner, you can have those that literally very organisational.
Yes.
They might recommend suppliers to you, or they might just be there to essentially pull everything together. Yeah, to
coordinate suppliers that you want.
Everything, the timings of the day, who should be where and when. But also you can get wedding planners that are more stylist based.
Yes.
So they can help you with decor ideas, the, you know, right up into the whole look and feel of your entire wedding,
yeah.
if that's an aspect that you're not particularly confident in or you yeah. just don't want to do that, then, you know, essentially there's a planner for everything, isn't there?
So. Absolutely, yeah. And they can be found, as I said, on the list. So go and have a little look there. At this point too, you can start thinking about your outfit that you're going to wear and start making appointments at boutiques or finding designers that you really like and then figuring out where they stock their gowns.
Yeah. We say outfit because actually you don't have to wear a dress.
What? No, you don't have to wear a dress.
Jumpsuit.
Yeah.
Separate.
Mm-hmm. Suit.
Suit. Whatever you want.
Yeah.
And we think that's important because some of our predictions for 2020
mm-hmm.
is that more of you will be embracing your own fashion choices.
Absolutely. And it's not to, at this point, it's about making sure you don't feel pigeonholed into having to wear a dress. This is what that first month is all about, isn't it? Where you've sat down and you've talked about exactly yeah. how you want your day to be. And maybe that includes not wearing a dress, which is obviously absolutely fine. But start making some real, you know, solid thoughts about that at this point, because if it is a wedding dress, you need yeah. to start getting out there trying them on.
You do. And you need to sort of allocate time for whatever that lead time is.
That's right.
And some gowns and or outfits mm-hmm. can take up to 6 months.
Yes.
So just be mindful of that.
Yeah. I know we briefly mentioned, obviously, you need to budget in this sort of first yeah. month of planning. Don't forget to budget for your honeymoon. If you haven't thought about that already, you really need to make sure that you've had a chat about it.
Yes. And you might be thinking about having a long weekend in Wigan.
Oh, well, quite.
But the pricing for that is very different to a fortnight in Saint-Tropez.
Exactly. So what you need to do is just know exactly what those figures are so that you can work with them.
Absolutely.
Indeed. Speaking of budgeting, we have a whole episode dedicated to budgeting. And you can also get an extra bonus budget episode that goes way, way more into detail about savings plans. I know that sounds very boring, but very important. If you sign up to our newsletter. If you visit rockmywedding.co.uk, scroll down to the bottom of the screen and you will see there where you can just pop in your email and you will receive weekly email updates from us that are so useful and just an extra planning tool to help you keep on track.
We promise they're not boring.
I promise you they're not boring.
We promise that we keep straight to the point.
Yes, very straight to the point.
And we are a little bit funny. And if we haven't come yeah. across a little bit funny on this podcast so far, apologies in advance.
We do apologize.
But we're just trying to give you all the facts.
That's what it is, the facts. I mean, we've actually had reviews to say that we're funny, haven't we?
Yeah, we hope those people weren't drunk when they wrote it. They might have been.
They may have been. But
either way.
Yeah, go back for more funny episodes. So that's all going to have taken you a few months, probably a good 3 months. So
yeah.
now we're looking at maybe like 9 months to go in the planning yeah. process.
And the top things you need to consider at this time are booking a florist.
Yep.
Have an idea of what flowers you like.
Yes.
If you want flowers, that is, of course.
Yes.
Find a florist whose portfolio shows you examples of the kind of bouquet and or sort of floral decor that you have in mind.
Yeah.
Send out inquiries to make sure that they're available for your date.
Yeah.
And tell them what your budget is.
Absolutely. And we have a really great post, which is, you know, questions to ask your florist. So I'll link to that in the show notes. So make sure you check that out.
Yeah.
And it's like with any supplier, you're going to know if that supplier is right for you from the moment that you speak to them. Because yeah. you just get a feeling from somebody, don't you? And if they understand yeah. what you want and just
if they're
those,
receptive that's to your right. ideas
exactly.
or not.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You also want to make sure you're ordering your dress around this sort of time. Because like you said previously, these things can take a good 6 months to come through.
Yeah. And you need to make sure that you've got enough time allocated for alterations.
Exactly,
well.
Which will take a couple of weeks to yeah. get sorted. You might want to do something fun and book some cake tasting sessions.
Yeah, you do need to reiterate that you need to do the fun stuff as well.
Absolutely, because so far we've been all like, boring, 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 planning, boring. Now it's time to eat cake.
And all the other food.
Oh,
and
all
drinks.
The other food, yes.
You don't have to do that at this point, but you can,
because
yes. that's a good bit. So if you've got your venue.
And absolutely. And this whole process, if you go into these places and people aren't handing you a glass of Prosecco, then something's wrong. Venue, they should be giving you a glass of Prosecco. Dress trying on. Oh, another glass of Prosecco. Come and taste some cake. Why don't you have a glass of Prosecco while you do that? That's what this is all about. It's about fun. Drink responsibly, obviously.
Other drinks are available.
But it is about enjoying the process and taking all the fun things from it as well.
Yeah.
Next thing you need to consider is sending out your save the dates. You've probably already told everybody your date by now, but...
Yeah, and please do as well. Just to make sure that all the people that you want there, if that's a text or a WhatsApp message or an email.
I'm saying send your save the dates. Doesn't necessarily need to be a paper-based invitation. You can have a website, wedding website, that you send a link out to everybody. What, like you say, could be WhatsApp if you're not that fussed.
Whatever suits you.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Absolutely.
But receiving a paper-based save the date is very lovely.
It is lovely. And it
sets
it
the
does,
tone.
Yes, exactly what I was just going to say. It does set the tone for the day. So... it is something to have a little think about.
Yeah, because if you like stationery,
yeah,
do it.
Yeah, exactly. By this point, maybe think about registering for gifts. And actually, our next podcast episode is all about gift lists. So we will talk a lot more about that then. Leave that there for now.
We will.
Yeah. Booking your hair and makeup trials. Now, I know 9 months seems a bit extreme, but what if you go and you don't like it and you then need to start the research process again and find somebody else? I'm just talking initial, you know, consultation with them, have a bit of a try on of things and see if you get on.
Or even just sort of investigating into makeup artists and hairstylists that you like.
Yeah.
And having a look at their portfolios, again, making sure that they've got the availability that you need, then booking in the trial, then going
absolutely.
To the trial.
Absolutely, yes. It's a process, isn't it?
We don't
it?
Want to make it sound like some really laborious task.
Yeah.
But there is quite a lot of planning involved, isn't there, to match everything up?
There's loads.
And we also don't want you to miss out.
Yeah, exactly. So we're just... Again, we know it's a bit boring.
I hope you've all got a glass of wine while you listen to this. Or a cup of tea.
Oh, we'll try not to wang on for too much longer. Just get those key points in there. Right, what's next? Hair, makeup, trials. Okay. Start thinking about groom's outfit.
Yeah.
A suit might not necessarily take as long to order in as a dress might. So any sort of tailoring suit-wise that might need to go on, now is the sort of time to start thinking about that.
If you allocate 3 months to do all of the above.
Yes.
As it were.
Yeah.
You're now at the 6 months to go mark.
You are already.
Already.
Time is flying by. So 6 months to go. Have you thought about bridesmaids' outfits yet? Whether that's going shopping with everybody together or you picking a few gowns and getting them to come around your house and have a look at them and try them on. Whatever works for you, now is a good time to start thinking about
or
that.
Or allocating them a colour theme
Indeed.
Or scheme.
Yes.
Giving them a budget.
Yeah.
Telling them to go and buy their own.
Yes. I mean, our very first ever podcast episode was all about bridesmaids. So if you're in that area
zone.
Of planning at the minute, go back to the very first episode and have a good listen of that, because we talk all about dresses and shopping and all of that sort of stuff, don't we? And giving them a bit of freedom.
And again, as far as outfits goes, again, doesn't have to be a dress.
Yeah. Exactly.
It can be separate, skirt and top.
Yeah.
Jumpsuit.
Yeah.
Trousers.
Jumper.
Hot pants.
Whatever it is.
Whatever you want.
So if you're bringing a caterer into wherever you're getting married, at this point, you should definitely have done your tastings, chosen your menus and be happy and confident that that is sorted.
Yes.
With 6 months to go.
Entertainment.
Oh, yes.
This is the fun bit again.
It is.
And I know we have wanged on about it, but it is about availability.
Yes.
So if music is really important to you.
Yeah. Don't leave it any later.
No. There's a certain type of band that you are thinking about. Uh-huh. Have a listen.
Yes.
They often have sort of live examples on their websites.
And if they haven't, don't book them.
Yeah, they haven't.
If you can't hear them. Yeah. And it's always a really great idea to go out and listen to them live where you can
absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of wedding bands, I put that in air quotes, will do local gigs and they will do gigs elsewhere. So if you can go and try and see them live, then that is ultimately the best thing that you can do.
Make sure that their repertoire is a repertoire that you like.
And we've got a whole episode on entertainment, haven't we? So you can trawl through the archives of the podcast and find that as well for more information.
Lots
about
of
that.
Ideas.
Loads
for
of
who,
ideas.
When in your wedding that would work.
Yeah. All of that.
All of that.
All of that stuff. Now, we've mentioned save the dates, didn't we? At 9 months. Mm-hmm. Now is the time to think about your actual day invitations and getting those ready and out, especially if you're having a professional stationer do it, because their books will be, you know, filled up with other couples. So make sure you get in here at 6 months to go to make sure they have enough time to create that stationery suite for you and for you to get it out in time to get all the RSVPs back and so on and so forth. Again, if you're having a wedding website or you're just doing it via email or whatever works for you.
Or you're doing it yourself.
Or you're making them yourself, 100%, you should have started making them by now, because you need to really be getting them out between now and 4 months to go.
You do.
4 months, that's it. Start, you know, looking for underwear and shoes so that you've got those in plenty of time for your fittings.
Yes.
Which you'll need to organise your dress fitting maybe 6 or so weeks before, once your dress has arrived into the boutique. Yeah,
so 6 or so weeks before the big day.
That's the one.
Make sure you've got your shoes, because heel height matters.
It really does. If size matters at any time, it's when you've got your heels on in your wedding dress.
Well, I'd say that's the second time that size matters most in your life. But it is important.
It is important. So we've just mentioned getting your heels and your underwear for your dress fitting. It's time now to finalise the groom's outfit as well,
yep.
Whatever that may be. Send your invites out. So you've sorted your stationer last month. This is when they go out, about 4 months. Make sure everyone's got them and ready to RSVP in time.
Yeah. You need to know how many people are coming.
You do. And you're probably going to have to give your final guest list to your venue maybe 5 or 6 weeks before the date, so that they can sort the menus and how much food there needs to be and that sort of stuff.
It's all about the chips.
All about having enough chips to feed Uncle Bob and Auntie Jill. Go and look for your wedding rings, especially if you're having them made bespokely. But even if you're not having bespoke ones, you still need a little bit of time. So I remember when I went wedding ring shopping, it wasn't just ready in the shop for me to take home. Like they order it in and all of that sort of stuff. Yeah, it needs to be resized, et cetera, et cetera.
We forgot about ours.
Did you?
Yeah. And did it so last minute that I ended up just panic ordering one and I didn't like it.
Oh, no.
So luckily, the store that I ordered it from were very understanding.
You are lucky.
And swapped it for a different one.
Oh, really?
So if you want to learn from my mistakes,
yeah,
do not panic buy
just don't,
your wedding ring.
Don't forget about it.
Yeah, and make sure that actually goes to your engagement ring, because mine really didn't.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, yeah, mine fits around my engagement ring. So yeah, you've got to have the right, it's got to be the right ring, hasn't it?
Yeah. Still within this 4 month period,
yep.
You need to make sure that you're happy with your hair and makeup if you are having a professional hairstylist and or makeup artist for your big day. Because if you're not, you will need either another trial with the same hair and makeup artist.
Yeah.
Or you need to find a different one.
Exactly.
That you're going to be happy with.
And you need enough time to make sure they've got availability.
Your wedding isn't all about the way you look, but
you want to feel
confident.
Yes.
And you want to know that eyeliner is got the perfect wing.
Yeah. And we've said what before, like, haven't we? Hairs, all of it is, it's important how you feel, having that right and feeling happy with the way you look.
Yeah.
It does, it shouldn't, but it does make you feel better.
Don't settle.
Yeah, absolutely.
We know many a yarn of a bride and or groom that's, not been 100% happy, and it's got to the big day and they've been like, oh, hair looks a bit shit.
Why do I look like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't do that.
Please don't.
Don't have rubbish hair.
The final thing to do really in this 4 monthy sort of period is to have a think about transport. How are you getting there? Are you having a car? You having a horse-drawn carriage?
A skateboard?
How are you doing it? Think about the logistics of getting yourself there. And if you need to book a skateboard, then do so. Yes. And before you know it, there's only 8 weeks to go. And I've said 8 weeks rather than 2 months, because at this point, you're definitely counting down in weeks because you're so excited. You're like, it's 71 days and 4 hours.
Yeah.
Until we say I do, do you know? Now it's 36 days and 29 hours. 29 hours? That's not even a thing.
It is now, because Becky said
29,
so.
You know what
and
I mean.
And in those extra 5 hours that Becky has added to your day that don't exist.
You're welcome.
Please have a rest, have a nap, have a Kit Kat, have a glass of wine or a whiskey.
Oh, how could I do with an extra 5 hours? Anyway, yes. So you want to finalise your music choices here.
You do.
And there's a whole load of music that goes into weddings. There's, whilst your guests are being seated, are you having anything playing then? The ceremony itself, obviously you've got to walk in, you sign the register, you walk out. Drinks reception, wedding breakfast.
Evening reception.
Party.
Exactly.
There's a lot to think about.
And that is a really fun part.
Oh, it's so fun.
And again, if you're thinking about a playlist, we've got a whole podcast dedicated to that.
We have.
So please do have a listen. Literally have a listen, because
it's fun.
We've got lots and lots of little excerpts of music in there for your entertainment.
You will be dancing in your seats at work whilst you're secretly listening to our podcast. We have lots of posts related to music and actually everything else that we've already talked about in this planning schedule over on rockmywedding.co.uk/podcast. podcast where there are show notes for every single episode. So each, I realize that we're talking through a lot of points here, but not really giving too much information per point. Mm-hmm. But if you visit the show notes, you will see that there are articles that link to every step of this planning process to help explain it all in more detail. We'd be here forever if we went on every point in detail. Yeah. So please visit the show notes.
There's a podcast for that.
To get even more. That's where you'll find it all. So we're on 8 weeks. We've done music. You need to think about that. Finalize your readings and the order of your service as well. Again, absolutely shitloads of stuff on readings that you'll find in the show notes. So head over there for more inspiration about those.
If you're having an engagement shoot, which those of you who don't know what that is, your photographer as part of your wedding package may offer you the opportunity to go and have a mini shoot.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get used to the camera.
Yes.
You can get used to sort of, as it's posing for pictures.
Yeah, because...
in a non-posy way.
Yeah.
Knowing your best angle.
Exactly.
And just feeling comfortable, really. And getting the opportunity to meet your photographer in person if you haven't as part of the booking process.
Absolutely.
If you can, do it.
Yes.
I regret not.
Yeah, and I really enjoyed mine. Yes. I really, really enjoyed mine.
It's other great photos as well. It's professional photos of you two together where you're not necessarily... in all of your wedding regalia.
Yeah, and it's a way of having those memories of you at that point in time. You know, as you, I know you're very, very extra on your wedding day generally. I mean, when else have you worn a full-length white dress ever? Mm-hmm. You know, this is a chance for you to do it in a surroundings that you're comfortable to practice doing it. We had ours in a cinema. We went to a cinema and did it there. And it was really cool because we love going to the cinema and it just felt like this is... a part of us as well.
Yeah.
To start that whole process off.
Yeah.
So yeah. And
slower paced as well.
Exactly.
Than the actual big day when you've got lots of people to meet and greet.
You've got a chance to feel uncomfortable and then get comfortable with that feeling of not being too sure of yourself. It's well worth it. And we talk about it quite a lot on our photography podcast episode, don't we? Mm-hmm. With Anna from We Are The Clarks. We talk about it a lot, don't we?
Yeah.
About the engagement shoot and the reasons why and all of that.
Yeah. So go back and listen to that if you want more information on photography and pre-wedding shoots.
Yes. At this point, you're going to want to chase those who haven't RSVP'd yet, because between this sort of 8 to 3 weeks, at some point, your venue's going to want to know your final numbers.
I mean, if people haven't let you know they're coming or not, they're rude.
Well, absolutely.
Maybe uninvite them.
Strike them off the list. It's more beneficial for your budget if you do
this
that.
This is true.
Get ruthless.
More cake for you.
Indeed. So yes, just make sure you've chased the RSVPs and get those numbers to your venue when they request it. And it's also a nice time to just give all your vendors a call, give all your suppliers a quick call, have a chat, make sure everything's still all right with your bookings.
Yeah.
They're still on board with what the flower's going to be. Everyone knows what's happening when, what times they need to be where. And just to check in with them, really.
Yeah. 3 weeks to go.
3 weeks.
You've got to finalise your seating plan at this point.
You do.
Everyone should have let you know if they're coming or not.
Yeah.
So you don't have to worry about it in the immediate run-up, because there are people that have done that.
Yeah.
And you just don't want to be stressing about...
No.
Where Arnold is sitting. If he's sitting next to Belinda or not.
Again.
Is he?
Whole episode of this.
Whole episode of that.
In season one.
You know,
so.
The day before your wedding... You do not want to be concerned with Belinda.
No.
You just want to know which seat her bum goes on.
Exactly.
3 weeks to go.
Yes. And especially...
know that information.
If you're making it yourself, you know, there's a lot of DIY table plans going on. Honestly, don't want to be doing that the night before the wedding.
No.
Give yourself a good couple of weeks to make sure it's made, done. You don't have to think about it. And equally, if you're having a professional stationer do it, they still need time to... design it, get it printed for you, put together whatever it might be. So 3 weeks is a really good deadline to give yourself to finalise your guest list seating plan arrangement. Yes. Have you written your vows yet? If you're
writing your vows.
Mm.
Whole episode on that.
A whole one.
Please.
And a nice link in the
have
show notes. Loads on that.
If you are having any specific beauty treatments, please make sure that those are booked in. So for example, you might be having some gel nail manicure or shellac or any of those things.
Yeah.
You might want a relaxing massage.
Mm-hmm.
You might be having sort of a fake tan just before your big day.
Yeah, get it all booked in.
All of these things, by the way, can you please also make sure that this is not the first time you do it?
Yes, we cannot stress
enough. Don't have a spray tan with somebody new.
My gosh.
And just book it in and hope for the best a few days before your wedding.
Absolutely.
Or a facial with like strange products that might give you an allergic reaction.
Don't dye your hair brown if it's always blonde or, you know, that, just don't do those things. Just be careful. Have a treatment that you've already had several times on the run up to the
wedding.
But
do make sure they're booked in so that you're
get them in the diary.
Before the big day.
And that, it's a week to go now. That's it. Led us all the way up to the week before. You might want to have your hair trimmed, make sure it's perfect, pristine, exactly as you want it to be. Delegate some of the small on the day tasks to people. So we've talked about this in previous podcasts. So who's going to hand out your confetti? Have you got a confetti guy? Who's going to hand out your orders of service? All those little tasks.
Who is carrying your lip gloss?
Exactly.
What are you carrying it in?
What's it going in? Who's got it? When do you need it reapplying?
Are you just
going
to leave it in the loo? Yeah. Because you can do that.
Yeah, you can do that. Set up a little, delegate the task to someone. Take this small makeup bag and pop it in the loo for me so that I can freshen up throughout the day. Absolutely.
Voila.
Yes, done. And then the only other things left to do are to pick up your outfit.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, don't leave that.
Don't forget that. Please don't forget that. You will have had your rings by now, but also one thing to do close to the date is to get your engagement ring cleaned if you have one.
So it's all shiny and sparkly.
Yeah, you want it to look the same as your wedding band, and that's obviously brand new. And we all know that engagement rings get bashed and battered and lose their shininess. So to have that cleaned is just that last extra touch to make sure that, you know, your wedding ring looks amazing.
And please enjoy it the night before. Don't give yourself anything to do apart from
nothing before. You know, what did you do?
Just relax and just have chill. A lovely time. We actually, I'm so contradictory. We actually went out for
this
dinner.
This is why you can say this.
This is why I can say it. We went out for dinner because our venue was nowhere near where we lived.
Right.
Or anyone that we knew. Right. So everyone travelled down sort of the night before.
Yeah.
And we had a dinner. It was very nice though, because we didn't have anything else to do.
Yeah.
So we had quite early table sitting, just really nice food, had a few drinks. And then I went back to the hotel with my sister who was staying with me the night before the wedding.
Yeah.
And we just had a nice chat and had a relatively early night.
Yeah. I mean, you don't sleep because you're full of nerves, but at least you're in bed lying down relaxed.
Exactly. Yeah. And making sure you relax is a big tick.
Yeah.
So,
Yes. So, yes, there's nothing more to say on that. You've done it. Now you're getting married. Woohoo! But just as we've said previously, go to the show notes to get more information about, basically the show notes are padding out.
Yeah. And obviously use this just as a guide, because your planning schedule timeline probably won't be exactly 12 months.
Of course, yeah. And it's going to be different. And you may do things in slightly different orders, but this is literally just to give you an overview of all the types of things you need to think
about. To consider.
About. Absolutely.
Yeah. And please enjoy it.
Please, please, please. And thank you for listening.
Thank you.
See you in a couple of weeks.
Bye.
Goodbye. This podcast was brought to you by Becky and Charlotte from Rock My Wedding, the UK's most influential wedding brand. For more content, visit rockmywedding.co.uk, follow us on Instagram at rockmywedding, or buy the book Your Day Your Way from Amazon or any leading book retailer. This podcast is produced by We Are The Clarks.